down, screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mia, 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 lo que tú. Matira gilo moto. Ako adele ago. Abo moka watane ipo ano. Cause I pull up in the middle of the song.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my car, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind you, the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! Shabby make a Samoa. Say my king, I'm going to make a call. You want to bumper? You want to achieve the big boy?
Okay, welcome back again. It's another Wednesday evening and the time is 6:30 and you already know what time is it. Guess what? It's My House, presented by Dachule Sherbrooke, your host, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. We come here every Wednesday evening as usual to give you the best of African entertainment. Music, precisely, and we talk about other things. We have won a war and I guess you had your seatbelt ready, so because we're gonna be, you know, having fun officially today. You know, it's been a long officially 7 days since we've been here, and a lot has really happened, and a lot is still happening as we speak right now. Talking about the scandal between Bonaboy and Cubana, and we have Mobos death again coming up, because officially people are still not like, we haven't buried the boy. The reason you guys are holding the body, we haven't buried the boy officially because they haven't done a proper burial for him, and the main reason they are still holding the body is the autopsy and the whatever fucking thing is it called, the baby, what's it called again? They needed to control if the charge is his. Yes, and none of those things are yet done, and the all of those things is really kind of making the fans mad. And trust me, it's not something that is the family should be taking lightly. And a lot of people has also tried to withdraw their hands from the whole issue because it's like the father is not even ready, and so he even show. So without talking too much, as I said, we're gonna be having a lot to talk about, generally a lot. So, but first of all, I just want to do this. We're gonna start with a song, then we'll come back and give you some of the headlines. Then we'll talk about the gist in general as usual, and then not too much. So without wasting much of our time, we have one of our star boy. He goes by the name Oliver the Boy, and he titled this one Stay. Oliver the Boy as a person, I think he's just one of these artists that comes once in a while, does something special and leaves again. But Stay is something that I haven't found in top chart yet, officially not yet. But some of his song, especially Bad Scene, was an amazing song. Blow all over TikTok for like 6 months, was like in the top chart, no jokes. And now he's back again with another single titled Stay. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving to our first song for today. It's all about the boy, and he titled this one Stay.
No. Hey. Not even myself. Even though she say body bad, she dey pray for me. All the bad things in the country, she say she go dey for me. Oh no. Calling night, oh why I yo? Where my baby, oh why I yo? Say my love, no lie yo. Baby, look at me. Then I tell a girl I go dey love you for life, I fall for you. I go dey like you to see mom you. But she said, fire go fit to fit for. Where you tell her nobody go try not. Say, do you want to go? She say no. Why you feel so low? In the fear I'll go. Maybe do you want to go? She say no. Why you feel so low? In the fear I'll go. But me see your mo beke be a mean day, baby. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you will never go far away. No, no. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you will never go far away.
Only you go stay.
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 Only you go there. Only you go there.
stay.
Only you go 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 stay.
Yeah, only you go stay. Oh, oh. Even though she's a body, but she dey pray for me. All the bad things in the country. She say she go dey for me or no. She go dey church for me. For life, I fall for you. I go dey like you to see mom, yo. But she say, fire go fit to fit for. Wey I tell you, nobody go try. No say, do you want to go? Oh, oh. She say, no. Why you feel so low? Oh, oh. You dey fear I'll go. Maybe do you want to go? But me see your mo beke be a minte, baby. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go stay. Say you will never go far away, no, no. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go stay. Say you will never go far away.
Only you go stay.
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 Okay, that was Oliver the Boy, titled Stay. And as I said, an amazing upcoming talent, and just watch out for him. That's all I've got to say. And the headlines for today, we've got Shea Kuti saying that he's not a colonialism, he's against colonialism, but not European people. And finally, Burna Boy has released Speedality. Speedality has been released on Bay. I don't know if he released him or he was released on Bay. I don't know. I can just say. But he's been released on Bay. And Amotala Jalade denied his relocation into Nigeria over the Los Angeles white fire. And talking about that also, it's been like tragedy for the past 6 or 5 days now in America, Los Angeles precisely. The wildfire is just taking people's, you know, properties and money. And officially, I think it has been recorded right now that it has been the most expensive wildfire in the history of, you know, I don't know if it is like the 10th century or for life. I can't really tell, but at this very moment, it is officially like the biggest loss in wildfire in the world right now. So secondly, I just want to say my condolences to everybody who is involved, and sorry for that. So Motola, who officially lives there, and our Nigerian actress, is denying the fact that she hasn't yet relocated to Nigeria due to the incident. And we also have Mohbad's father saying that he's having a better life right now since the death of his son. And this is one thing, as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, it's one of the reasons I think a lot of Nigerians really set back on the whole issue, and they felt like the father is not really kind of a fathering figure enough, because since the death of Mohbad, he has tried to take the whole thing personally, tried to make it a personal game for himself. Every single thing he's trying to do is just for his personal pocket and gain. So a lot of Nigerians felt like it's not the proper thing to do, first of all, and secondly, it is so inappropriate, because your son died instead of you to like really, you know, look for justice for him or whatever thing. I don't know how much they're paying him right now, whatever thing he's saying, that he thinks his life is getting better, but it can't be justified to the fact that you just lost your child. And talking about that also, Tiwa Savage also said Nigerian music industry is filled with dangerous shark. And we also have Gorilla also saying that men are no longer real. And talking about one of the biggest scandal in this week's episode of Bosch podcast, one of the, you know, biggest podcasts in Africa right now, Mehdi went there on Monday and he had a lot to say. And one of the things he said that really shook everybody was when he said his Swedish wife divorced him due to the fact that he was locked down. He was in Nigeria, and due to the lockdown incident, I don't know how it happened. Yes, that I can testify to, because since the lockdown, Mehdi even really tried to, you know, gain his feedback, but I think it was not something easy for him, so it has not been official since all this while. And talking about also Mehdi, he was also able to talk about the fact that Davido also stood up for him in some areas, especially the part. It was obvious, I don't know if he did, but it was obvious, because even when everybody had to let him down, Davido brought him back again, gave him a single got featured in the same song, shot the video for him, and trust me, I don't know what's wrong with Mehdi, but that I felt like it was a breaking point for him, like a second chance for him to really get back on his feet. But I felt like he really missed a lot when it comes to that. He just did that. And talking about Davido himself again, as I said, the superstar, there's been there have been tweets that has been flying around on screenshot that I've been seeing a couple of days ago, talking about how his father bought him out of his record deal due to the fact that his father never supported him, but his father never wanted him to be a musical artist right from day one. But the fact that he said when he played him that Meduro, which was his first official single, when he released it, and he played the director's cut for him, the first cut for him in his father's office, and his father was like, wow, it is business time. So they had to call his whatever, I don't know the person he was signed to at that time or was managing him, had to buy him off and tell him he wanted his son to have 100%, you know, 100% royalties to all his music and whatever thing. So that was that for that. And talking about entertainment again, Stella Damascus also came out and said that his family needed to change, had to or was forced to or had no choice than to change their family name to Damascus due to the fact of the war, the Biafra war, because he's from the Ojukwu family. And another breaking news, because officially nobody even felt like or thought he was from the Ojukwu family. And the craziest news right now that has been flying around is Asake himself. He has not been himself for a couple of days. A lot of people are really worried because due to his picture and his new video that he just dropped, having a facial tattoo and all of those things. Well, with that, we're going to be coming back. But first of all, we're going to be listening to one of the big TV. He goes by the name Burna Boy. This is a song that he has released couple of months ago, but trust me, I really officially forgot. I officially forgot. It is called Bundle by Bundo, and one of the greatest hits for the Christmas really kind of cruise to it. But without talking too much right now, we're gonna be listening to Bundle by Bundo by Burna Boy, and after that we're gonna be back.
We have come to seek your abundant Bundle blessings in all ramifications of our lives in the name of Jesus.
When it comes to class, I be teacher. Chop this life, make it no chop, you my nigga. Have a million dollars when I smile for the picture. That's why I don't put no eyes in my liquor. My Benny, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. My Benny, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle.
Okay, was okay, but I know see ya. Money coach, I was okay, but I know see ya. Ay, 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 make that push. I'm gonna say you dead, yeah, if I know see ya.
Are you Johnson? Are you Johnson? Only base, go to meche, meche.
I trap a car and wear my mind no day. As long as it's for my belly, me, I'm okay. Vanity, everything I vanity. As I say, money, vanity for my head.
Bundle, bundle. Bundle by bundle. Bundle, bundle, bundle. Bundle by bundle. Lion no dey humble for jungle. Me, I just dey do as I want to. Get my canna from Toronto. Check out my love jumbo by jumbo. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Who dem want to go? Today not today. Smart way dem see one thing keep me mope. Never too late. Baji, Oshé, Itamo, wa uti peti mo sunle. Daka sufe, ready balunde. Do any how as long as me they pay. Emi fe jaye today. Emi fe jaye. Why you tell another person waiting? I tell you, I always like to say the truth and shame the devil. I know they fall that kind level, cause I no get time for the people way today. Uruk walenu. Me Mr. Nukwa nothing, I know they hear you. 100,000 people when I pull up for the venue. Why you be say I still they also welu welu? When I get money like it only elu melu. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle.
Okay, was okay, but I know see ya. Money coach, I'm okay, but I know see ya. Ay, 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 make that push. I'm gonna say you dead, yeah, if I know see ya.
Are you Johnson? Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. Ogbeni, he gave me long coat. That's when we throw the money with the drum, bundle by bundle. bondo, bondo, bondo by bondo, 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 bondo by bondo.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Bondo by Bondo by Bono Boy. I don't know why that sounds great to me. And talking about Asake, as I earlier said, his new look has been controversial. It has been making people ask questions about his team, his people, his friends, his family. Like, how would they allow Asake to take such kind of a head cut? Not just the head cut, he cut off his dreadlocks. Not just that, he went and had a facial tattoo. And trust me, one person also got something to say, and it goes by the name Portable. Portable went ahead and said, I look like Lewi, not Asake, because they are, you know, reacting to his Asake's facial tattoo. And he said, recalling that Asake sparked mixed reaction after showing off his new facial tattoos, which industry dollar signs and belief inscription, among others, in an Instagram post on Sunday, some commentators had liked the Terminator corners new alike to Portable because of their facial tattoo. And talking about that, this didn't sit well with Portable, who frowned at the comparison, claiming he looks more like the American rapper Lil Wayne. And speaking in a video message shared by his social media page, Portable don't compare me to Asake. I don't look like Asake. I look like Lil Wayne. So stop comparing me to overrated artists. He frowned. And even without reading, I already knew what Portable can be able to say. The only God could save us for that boy, and I swear. I think it's about time he stops being a content creator and going back to become an artist. I know he has a lot to say. You know, he's a talented guy. I'm not taking that away from Portable. He's talented, using his Fuju and mixing it with Afrobeat, what a lot of people are not capable to do, but he's able to do that. Trust me, I really call that talent indeed. But I think Portable has released more scandals than songs, singles, not jokes. And I think he just prefer creating content than just making music. And there's another big news around the world right now, talking about the TikTok ban, not just in America. Also, the rumors have also started spreading around the United Kingdom, talking about them really banning TikTok. But the American rapper Meek Mill came out and said he is looking forward to buying TikTok. So we hope that works out and something that they can be able to agree on. And talking about our very next song, we have Asake featuring Ludmilla, and this one they both title When. We're gonna be back after the song. I go by the name Beatrice Sherwood, and you're listening to My House.
Oh baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine. Me I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to look, make we look, they go high. Baby don't be shy. Oh baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine. Me I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to look, make we look, they go high. Baby don't be shy. She feel like sex to me. Tell me what you put in your recipe, oh boy. You bring out the best in me. Come on, me plus you, see na destiny. So baby, be my fine mama sita. At the end of the day, you know say me na bad man. We see what I be sign. Too clear for my face and I got with the design. Come on, see, I don't see sign. All I see is you, mommy, you too good. Your win and my win, no play. Whenever bad man chilling next to you, it be like say I dey lose my cool. Slow pace, baby girl, no rush. No buffer, I'm looking and not too low. By the time it's sunrise, me I'm okay. Oh baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine. Me I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to look, make we look, they go high. Baby don't be shy. Oh baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine, baby wine. Me I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to look, make we look, they go high. Baby don't.
Baby, let me redefine sexy. Shake your body, match it, dança la BR. Se apaixona não, cause I'm a bebê. Cê vem com os papos tortos que eu mando sete. Viciante igual Nutella. Vai botar uma foto minha na tua tela. Crazy, crazy love. Show me o ódio do meu
vai ficar querendo mais. Só sentada firme, apaga a luz, se satisfaz. Baby, don't be shy.
Oh, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine. Me, I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to loco, make we loco, they go high. Baby, don't be shy. Oh, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine, baby, wine. Me, I want to fire, make we fire, they go high. And if you want to loco, make we loco, they go high. Baby, don't be shy.
Go by the name Dachley Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Wine by Ludmilla and the one and only Asake. And I talked about the scandal that has been going on between East Luke, and everybody's just really been concerned for him. I really don't know what's going on, but officially I just think it's something that he loves, but the look is not even called for. He's just looking not Asake anymore, let me put it that way. We have Blackface also coming out and said no artist has ever denied stealing his song. And yes, because they don't deny it because they know you are a liar. Because officially, for like the I think like from 2010 or 2018, 2017, 2025, Blackface had more songs stolen than songs released. So I don't know what's going on. Why come saying Ali your song did the thief? Officially, I don't know what's wrong. We also have officially recently we had an interview or a podcast that Shego Arezi went to, which what Curiosity made me ask by Bayou, and an amazing podcast. It's just funny as hell. I love it as much. And Shego Arezi said he would be returning to music. And there's one thing that was funny to me in that words and all of those things was because I never knew he sang. Me, I didn't tell you my mind. I never knew Shego Arezi used to sing. So officially, let's just assume that is something that is he has done before. I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever heard any of his song. Trust me, I'm a very big fan of Nigerian music, but if I have seen, or if there was a one that really blew or shook the me, probably he did, but didn't, kind of made it to the blockbusters stuff. I don't know. So officially, maybe he said he's coming back. He used to be an actor, by the way. For those who don't know him, he goes by the name Shego Arezi, an amazing actor. Did some couple of movies that I love to this very moment, to this very day. And I don't know. Let's just hope he comes back with something great this time. And talking about news again, we have Shehilo Skuza saying that Shewu Olu acts like he doesn't know me, but begs Mr. Macaroni for a handshake. For that, I guess I'll be coming back to talk about that in person, because this is my own opinion I'll be hearing. I know a lot of people might get angry, a lot of people might know, but when it comes to what's it called, Shehilo, I just have a very strong sense against him. Not that he's a bad person, but I just think his personality doesn't come from. But without wasting much time, today we have our next song, which is Bani featuring Zeridel, and it both titled this one For Wear. I go by the name Dachley Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Oh yeah.
I don't need invitation. Yeah. Who be the bagger where they run my own church? Amy, come on, the phone, love for love. Oh, yeah, come on, buddy, one by one. Hospital pharmacy, no go cure. Timba, Timu, one, Coco, one, Daron. And thousand by the way, oh, yeah, go, get go, get go, go, go.
For
yeah.
Zoom,
zoom in and make bash this year. I jam me that girl. My dream mark museum, so sorry dear. I like the design, I swear you yeah. Can you open my whip, let me take you somewhere. I'm a big stepper, so we not gon' make camp, but see me now. Thank God, I hear me just think people. I only got diamonds, so I laugh when I found out she was a good digger. Faji, for private party. No one that seems to that be lot of king. Very, that's illegally, legally. I know that jam's very young by your knee. I say, Faji, for private party. No one that seems to that be lot of king. Very, that's illegally, legally. I know that jam's very young by your knee.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was Bayani featuring Zeri DL. And talking about Bayani, he was the guy from maybe 2-3 years ago, if I can barely remember, that sang they give him like of a very global sensation, and the remix was featuring Jason Derulo. But since then, he has not been able to do anything, you know, sensational like this very song. And talking about this very song, I also say this. I know this might be controversial, or I don't know. I'm just speaking my mind here. I just think the songs belongs to Zeri DL, because for me, I really did not see anything that he did there. It's just he only took the chorus and did some couple of words in the first verse that wasn't that enticing, but Zeri DL did justice to the song. And talking about what is it called, I talked about Sheilo a few minutes ago. First of all, let's do it this way. He is the same person. I first of all, I have to say, I seems not to like when a celebrity is kind of a political person. Wait, don't get it twisted. I'll explain. I'm not saying as a celebrity you are not supposed to have a party which you like or which you support. I'm not against that. You can. That's why it's called democracy. But the fact is that you that is also a what is it called a celebrity, and you know fully well that you've got millions of followers and people are looking forward and up to you just because you have a personal benefit to something. I know we are humans. I might flip tomorrow. I'm not judging, but I'm saying, don't bring that to your what is it called? Your influencing. If I'm using the right word, like probably I know this thing is wrong for others. For example, Coke might pay me tomorrow to say something bad about Pepsi. It's called marketing. I might do it too. But when I know there are people out there, to a company, for example, I might do it because I'm loyal to a personal company or a brand that is paying me to do something for them. I might or I will. But it's very wrong of me to know that I have followers out there and I know these drugs, for example, that I might be advertising might affect them wrongly. And I go out and do the same thing. Trust me, it is a very wrong thing. And that is something I've been saying since in Sheinlo for a very long time. He's a very political person. He's this kind of a person I don't know him in person, as I said, that he bows to money and fame and loyalty, and those kind of people, they are easily bent, and I think I don't really like them, because the scandal started whereby Sewolu, the governor of Lagos State, was trying to shake a content creator and a comedian. He's also an actor. He goes by the name Mr. Macaroni, and he was trying to shake him, but the guy ignored him, and that was why he was mad. That he's trying to, you see the problem, he's trying to get the attention. So it's obvious that people now know that you always dare to just get attentions or get influence or seek money from them or suck something from, I don't know, whatever influence, connections, whatever thing he gets from them. And he's becoming something so obvious right now that a lot of people might feel like, yeah, this guy is not really real as much compared to Macaroni, who really fought for the people during the NSAS, during the protest, during even the presidential election. He stood up for people. Even he was called different kind of names, being humiliated and all of those things. So I felt there was a more of a genuine, I'm not saying you have to be 100%, you know, I'm not saying nobody is real, but to an extent you have to get to a level whereby you understand that your decisions affect people's lives, so you've got to make it or make choices with caution. So that's all I'm trying to say, nothing more. And talking about another great scandal, Darko has been calling out Peter Okoye, which is the elder brother to P Square. You you know, they used to, they are not they used to, they are one of the biggest group we have in Africa, if not the world generally, because even their songs was also played during the Copa, Super Copa, on Sunday between Barcelona and Real Madrid. A very great match, by the way. And their song was also played, and a lot of people were like, wow. And I felt like even in Italian stations, a lot of times I've heard their songs, one of the greatest group also. And I think, and I keep saying, if not that they broke up, they would have been one of the greatest group in the world that has ever done music, trust me. Even probably they might be rubbing shoulders with like top 10. I'm not trying to brag, because they, when it comes to collaborations, they know how to put their sounds together. And trust me, you know, as the Englishman will always say, two heads are better than one. And I swear, P Square are example of those statements. And talking about, since they broke up again, you know, they've been coming back and breaking up, but recently they've been, you know, they've been having issues again recently. But Darko called him out recently and said when she released a song recently, and the song after publishing, because she does a sample of their songs and she did all of the clearance and all of those, but Mr. P was requesting to be on the song, which she denied and said no, all I needed was just your clearance, which I've gotten. And he later denied and said no, he didn't deny, but at first he was trying to like cut off Paul and said no, he doesn't want his brother, he wants to be in the song, all of, no, things like that, trying to cut off the royalties, like the royalties thing and all of, he doesn't want his brother to be beneficiary to the song because they both did the song back then. But Darko decided not to add his verse to the song, release the song. But after that, she got a strike and her songs, especially on YouTube, was taken down. I don't know any other platform right now if they've taken the song down, but I just think it's so improper, because if I make my clearance and you accepted my clearance just because I didn't accept your collaboration, I don't think you have any reason to be mad. It is my song, not your song. So without talking too much, we have another superstar in the building. He goes by the name Barry Tiger, and one of the songs that really brought this guy out was Machala. I swear to God, amazing kid, trying to be, he tried, though Machala broke him down, he had another single again, God, he had another one, Money Must Be Made. Yes, Money Must Be Made. And now he's back again with another banger. He titled this one Relationship, and he's featuring one of the best, how will I say, writers in Nigeria at the moment, and he goes by the name Peruzzi. So without talking too much, we have Barry Tiger, Peruzzi, and they both titled this one Relationship. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Louder than voice, say I took the talk. Make I show my walk. She tell me say left not done by done. Say go to my turn. Money don't boss. I'm single, I'm not searching. I'm tired of the talking. I'm only for the money. Come my feet to walk up on me. I'm single, I'm not searching. I'm tired of the talking. I'm only for the money. Come my feet to walk up and lie. Relationship I don't do. The deal of me I don't do. Me like the family over. Relationship I don't do. The deal of me I don't do. Me like the family over.
She say make a boss down me a boss. She no pity my boss. Give him round of applause. I'm gonna be say you want me no boss. I don't do these things by force. I demand on some flaws. Relationship I don't do. If you touch me, I touch you. If you get to class, I go school low. So no man if me, I touch you. We go enter one the car, I want you. Don't got evidence against you, oh.
I'm single, I'm not searching. I'm tired of you talking. I'm only for the money. Come and fit to walk up on me. I'm single, I'm not searching. I'm tired of the talking. I'm only for the money. Come and fit to walk up on me. Relationship I don't do. The deal I be I don't do. Me have to find my way over. Relationship I don't do. The deal I be I don't do. Me have to find my way over. Right now, relationship I don't do.
by the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Relationship by Barry Tiger featuring P. Ruzi. As I said, and I will say it again, one of the best writers we have right now in Africa, if not the best. And talking about records, there's been a few records broken very week. We have people like Olamide being the first rapper in Africa to hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. A round of applause for Olamide for that. And we also have another, great news also from Doja Cat, surpassing Cardi B to becoming the ever first female, or not the ever first, but becoming the second becoming the second highest selling female rapper in history. Officially, I think it's gonna be Cardi B first, if I'm not making any mistake. Yes, I'm sorry, I said Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, yes, which remains the highest selling female rapper of all time. And we also have news like Tory Lanez saying, Megan Thee Stallion saying that she's scared of Tory Lanez coming back to shoot him. And another great one that also came around that our blogger, as I said earlier before, our content creator who has released more content than songs ever. He officially released more content in a week than all of his songs combined together, and it goes by the name Portable. He said Skepta also really did what he promised, because Skepta promised him that all of the royalties that he will be making from the song that he did with Portable, Tony Montana, will be given to him. And he really came on Twitter, on Instagram, and he said he officially made a statement, and he said they're not greedy for this side. That Skepta officially paid the royalties to him and all of those things. So shout out to Skepta for that also. And we also have he goes by the name Oladipo David, which is popularly known as Spyro, says he spent 15 million naira yearly on beggars. First of all, I don't know how to say this. When I saw the news, it was funny to me. It wasn't funny. First of all, you do calculation for money where they give people abi. And talking about beggars, I'm sure he's officially counting his family members, cousins, and nephews, because I'm not sure if he's giving it to beggars that I know, like on the street. Sorry, I don't really know any beggar, but beggars that are officially beggars, like go on the street and it gives out 15 million naira to beggars. I'm not sure if he does that, but this is one of the things I think is very wrong that with this generation of these days. You think or you intend to be helping people, but on the other hand, why keeping records? Please make it make sense. I know. I keep saying there are some things that people do, and I feel like, is it because it's just me or it is normal? But you coming out with a random figure and saying I've been able to support this person with this amount of money, for me is the most ridiculous thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, you are not supposed to be keeping tracks, but on the other hand, you are supposed to be like, giving is something that should be generous. They didn't beg you for it. They didn't rob it out of you. They begged you for it. So if you're giving it out, give it out and just forget about it. So why giving it out and keeping an account? Are you telling me you're spending over $15 million? Nobody gives a fuck, Spyro. So without talking too much, right now we have one of our legendary king from the Afrobeat. And I said a lot of people even complained about this very song, which I talked about the other time. Flow by Run Town. This guy is this person who has had legendary songs. And a fan came back and said, you were not supposed to do this, because this one be like Folly Hand for where we did. This Run Town is supposed to be like this guy who just had like two albums or three albums, and we can be able to brag that these three albums were legendary. Yes, but at the end of the day, he came out because a lot of people were like, we are missing Run Town. And he came out and he dropped this single, which I can say, sorry to say, Run Town, I'm not a fan of the single, because Run Town that made Mad Over You with that Run Town is not this Run Town. And another problem I also had was his look. His look was so different from Run Town that I knew. I don't know if it's just the new trending look that is going on around now, but trust me, it doesn't really work for me. So without talking too much, we're gonna be listening to this song together. It's titled Flow by Run Town. We're gonna be back after this song. Thank you.
Ku. Evidence with death on my moves. I'm got to the turn of his small title. You know, get nothing money can do. No gotta fool, get money pass you. Money day, make your mind day. You know, my mind is not for rent. That's why we can never connect. You on the side, I'm on the high. I'm coming bright like a comet.
Focus.
Anytime when I try to
focus,
yeah, show the beat to man.
Focus.
Many things won't change my focus. Shayo go the flow like
water.
Bully go the fun like fire. Shady wanna leave me go. Now I know why you say they bring me down. Shayo go the flow like
water.
Bully go the fun like fire. Shady wanna leave me go. Now I know why you say they bring me down. Shayo go the flow like
water.
Bully go the fun like
fire.
Wanna leave me go? Now I know why you say they bring me
ya.
Shy up the flow like
water.
Only go they burn like
fire.
Shawty wanna leave me go? Now I know why you say they bring me ya.
Steady on the road, money moves like a mescopa. Paparazzi when I touch down. They do the beef and I do croaker. Like the girls with the sharp ali bend over. We carry bunda like Range Rover. When no they lie to they sleep over. You know my mind is not for rent. That's why we can never connect. You on the side, I'm on the high. I'm coming right like a comet.
Focus.
Anytime where I try to
focus,
yeah, show the beat to let man.
Focus.
Many things won't change my focus. Shayo go the flow like
water.
Bully go the burn like
fire.
I go by the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Run Town Flow. And I'm talking about the show. We are here on My House, and it is My House, and we're here in the studios of Radio Fab. We come here, as I always say, every Wednesday. If you're just joining us, you're welcome, but you're a little bit late. You're like 2 minutes late officially. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to talk about Afro music and Afro entertainment. African music, African entertainment, and everything that consists of African in general. I will listen to a little bit of African music. And I'm your host, and I go by the name Dachula Shebrook. And talking about that, the Los Angeles wildfire, where we have rappers like the DG making it known and expressing his feeling that he is not sure that he will continue living in the United States. In a viral post on his SNO, the rapper hinted at his possible relocation to London or to Lagos, which is part of Nigeria, expressing the dissatisfaction with the life in America. The singer noted that the current state of the US has made it less appealing to him. America low-key not it's no more. NGL might have to move to Lagos or to London. The rapper remarks came in and aimed to the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, which have claimed multiple lives and causes widespread destruction. While he didn't attribute his statements to the ongoing natural disaster, it was also speculated online that he thought it might be the influence by the wildfire. And talking about the wildfire, a lot of people have been, you know, devastated by it. We have people like Aquilo. I don't know if you know of her. She's an American artist also, and she talked about that, and she said officially it seems she will be starting from the scratch right now. Jane Akio, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, because according to her, the wildfire really took everything from her. And for me, I just think, as I said earlier, it's gonna be a disaster. You know, seeing somebody who used to live in a particular state of life just switching that up in the name of, you know, some kind of disaster. I'm not sure I have any idea if it has been officially stated, but I don't know how the fire started, but it has really, you know, done more harms than ever expected. So as I always keep saying, I'm sorry to, or sending my regards to anybody who has been affected by it anyways. So our next song for today is gonna be Godwin Broken, and after that we're gonna be talking about him.
Just not enough, you're really pleased. I gave you love, embraced your hate, you were bad to me. I had to run away from you to find my peace. Oh girl, you don't tell me, bolo. 3 pints and I'm still on my feet. Obokoro don't turn in gari. Somebody rescue me. Are you sure that you're not broken inside? And are you sure you don't need me to fix you up? Are you sure that we're a match by design? Cause we always fighting and linking up. So you call at 3 a.m. on a cold Sunday, and I knew what you're gonna say next. Something about I broke your heart and I made you cry, like I went through this painless. You make it about you every time, oh. Sideline my hurt and all my pain, never having conversations. All I do is just hear you complain. Oh girl, you don't tell me, bolo. 3 pints and I'm still on my feet. Oh Bogoro, don't turn in gari. Somebody rescue me. Are you sure that you're not broken inside?
Broken inside.
And are you sure you don't need me to fix you up?
Let me go fix you up.
Are you sure that we're a match by design?
Match by design, heavy man.
Cause we always fighting and linking up. Are you sure that you're not broken inside?
Broken inside.
And are you sure you don't need me to fix you up?
Let me go fix you up.
Are you sure that we're a match by design?
Match by design, heavy man.
Cause we always fighting and linking up.
I go by the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Godwin, and he titled that very one Broken. And talking about Godwin himself, I came across him on TikTok, played some couple of his songs, saw his cover, especially the one he did of Two-Face, African Queen, P-Square, I can't remember the song again, an amazing love song. So after that, I was like, man, this guy is really talented. You know, for me, he knows how to sing. Not until he released his EP Revia, and which I also played here, and one of my favorites from that EP was Now, an amazing song. That's as in that song, I swear to God, it's just a song that I think really did not just pass a message, but was a message itself, you know, that for that. And now he's back again with another single titled Broken, and I had no choice. I had to support because I'm officially a fan. So Godwin, whenever you're listening to this, just officially I'm a fan. Officially I'm a fan. I just want to say I love your good works, and I hope you really get to the heights of them all, you know. Officially wishing you the best of them all. And our next song is coming from Paswale, and the title is one Big Smile. There's one thing about music these days. Sometimes you hear some songs and you don't even know where it came from. You just see it trending. You don't even know where it came from. Not until you listen to a particular place that maybe probably you've heard on Instagram, Reels, Face, YouTube Shorts, or on TikTok. Then you now realize, oh, now this song therefore do this one. It has happened to me countless times. Even sometimes when I now go and search for the songs, I go to probably Spotify or what's it called, YouTube, which I think officially has the more access to more songs, which is accessible to everybody. If a song is anywhere around the world, it should be on YouTube. So first place I go to is YouTube, search for the song, and as I listen to it, I'm like, why is the original version different from the TikTok version? So that's why that mix up keep coming on. Not until I heard this song and I saw Odumodu Black vibing to it, I was like, Odumodu Black did this song. Funny how this sounds. I really went to YouTube, searched the song, I listened to it. Even the part where they trend for TikTok, I don't see them for YouTube. I mean, it's not with this song where they played it until the end. It was like more like the outro of the song, and it was just, it caught me off guard, no doubt. And without talking too much, the song goes by the name Big Smile from Pa Salu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right. Featuring Odumodu Black. I go by the name Dachel Chevron, and now I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Look, Gunsend, bad man, that guy, big butt, girl, them sugar. Look at this, big small. Blinding, big face, shining, outfit, outlandish, big drip, big smile. Happiness, everything blessed. I want more vibe, no less. Baby, move your back and chest. Watch me smile while I shave my leg. Turn out the place, make everything lit. Baby, turn around, give me kiss. Got your hips on grip. Girl, your back hit us off like pillow, cushion, pillow, soft like butter. Move like Tyler, Wara. My darling sugar, I don't see nobody better than you. You light all the place. Can you see the light on my face? You made me smile, we dance all night. Even when the dance is over. Look, Gunsend, bad man, that guy, big butt, girl them sugar. Look at this, big small, cheese, blinding, big face, shining, outfit, outlandish, big drip, big small. Look, Gunsend, bad man, that guy, box, girl them sugar, look at this, big small, she blinding, big face, shining, outfit, outlandish, big drip, big small.
Post up for my beautiful ladies, the bunda receiver, chicken is Caesar. I don't mind, I'm a jet to get take, carry little man over, and I will surrender. True, sharp knife, me to ya mungo de me naba. See a container, I'm not accustomed to season, carry for it. Text me, follow me. I just accompany my babe to the DJ set. Press record when she make requests. It's a chance to remind me of when I did study steps. Meanwhile, my peer group, they class, they pile in press. Make with the run through press. Scan any party, get too much girls.
Look, Gunsend, bad man, that guy, big butt, girl, them sugar. Look at this, big small, cheese, blinding, big face, shining, outfit, outlandish, big drip, big small. Look, Gunsend, bad man, that guy, big box, girl them sugar. Look at this, big small, cheese, blinding, big face, shining, outfit, outlandish, big drip.
Baby, just pose for me, yeah. Control for me, touch your toes for me, bend your body for me. Baby, just pose for me, move your whole body. Baby, just vote for me, and smile for me.
Go by the name Dachel Chevron, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Pasimulua. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Featuring Odumodu Black, and they both titled that one Big Smile. And talking about one of the biggest news that really hits me this week, and I guess I needed to talk about it because it's just something that really kind of, it is not the first time that it has been happening or I've been seeing it, but I just think it is something I think a lot of celebrities need to address. The fact of somebody like Jijimo Hauso talking about him being the most unpaid actor in America, and he's right now struggling to make a living. It was more like a shock to me. Now, first thing first, for those of you who don't know Jijimo Hauso, I don't know if I'm still pronouncing it right. He's the main character in the popular movie Black Diamond. He has had great roles in movies like Fast and Furious. Name them all, please. I can't really just name his movies officially, because I think they are more like, not just more, but there are tons of films, tens of films, even if not up to like 50s of his movies that I have officially watched. And it came like a shock to me, and that he said he's having it. I don't know. First of all, I have to say, is it because he squandered his money, or I think he has bad management? Now, let's do it this way. I came to a conclusion of whereby I have to now address the issue of whereby, if you are a celebrity and you start making money, as every great celebrity is doing right now, they try to invest the little they know they can, because they know they need to keep up to a certain life they are living at a very particular moment or time. It's a great thing that you can do. Even right now, if you're living, if you are earning, for example, an income that worth, let me say, 20,000 euros per month, for example, you should be able to live below that budget, whereby you're going to be living a life worth like 5,000 to 10,000 euros. For me, it is very, very advisable. Then you can have some savings, like 5,000 euros per month savings, and use 5,000 euros for investments. Anything can happen. It can, you know, gross profit, or it can go down, or whatever thing does happen, but you know you have a life savings also backing up for you 100%. That would also keep as a life savings. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Now, the truth is it the management? If it is the management, that means they've been squabbling him of his money, him saying that is the most unpaid. I think some of his roles that are, I think, are worth millions of dollars. I don't know how it works, but trust me, if I know at a certain point that I know, because the word came into my head was, okay, let's imagine it is, you know, the system that is rigging you up, and be like, you have to, you are unpaid enough, and I know I'm a good actor, and I know money, for example, that this person receives per scene, he receives like 10,000 euros, for example, and I know I am the main actor or the main character, I should be requesting like 30%, 40% increase in whatever raise that I'm... It's not a bad thing to negotiate. So I just think this is one of the things. If he's officially saying that it's because he's underliving his life, probably you accepted to his terms and conditions, so you should be able to live with it. First of all, I'm sorry to say. And second of all, you coming out to say you're underpaid right now, it means you knew your value, you didn't accept it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that is something... nobody should be able to come out and complain about. I'm sorry, I know it's the very wrong thing for me to say, but it's not just really worth it. Why accept an offer when you know it you worth better? I'm just saying. And so sometimes we've got to make decisions, even if it doesn't favor us, but at the end of the day, it works for everybody. So our next song is from Fino Fino featuring Check, two amazing artists, both signed to the same record label. I can't really remember at this very moment. Check is a guy I think I know came out a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, did some couple of singles, even featured a Fireboy in one of his hit songs. Since then, I haven't officially seen Check in the top chart, but I was glad that he's back again with one of the great songs titled Back Outside with Fino. So without talking too much, we have Fino featuring Check, Back Outside.
I'm going back outside. Me and my gang outside. Ella da me mama jenge ya. We go ball to the day that we die, man. I swear that it's on my life. Many girls for my life. As long as I get to my peace of mind. Yeah, yeah. Winning, you gon' see if you no good for deny me. See your body steady banging, make nobody come, they whine me. Normally, you gon' see if you no good for deny me. See your body steady banging, it is sweet me. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't suck, we go act up, and we don't stop. When we turn up, we go flex for your face and you can't touch. If they bash up and I buff a back up, top floor, I got landlord, and we too fresh. Cause the titles, homo throw down, Abane from Cyprus. I ain't a woman tell, and I'm one go typhus. Drip too hard and the money don't long. And them hard friend, I say what about us? Over jiggle food, and we're better half god. Make you wind up, yeah, but my tire off. I ain't any only the money to make a million. Oma Osaka, throw hitters and abas. Zero pressure, you know, I'm a chana bagi. I'm from a kagi, I'm a sana zagi.
It is with me.
No stress, only success. So I careless, I the reckless. And your girl name them call the helpless. So I clap hack, I ain't a 10-10. If I may be private, fuck I know my language. Throw money in the air, go change the climate. When I step out, I'ma go the update. Or send girl them notes, and baby I can't wait.
29, 29, 29 weeks. You gon' see if you no go 59 me. See your body steady banging. Make nobody come, they whine me. Normally. You go see, you no go, you deny me. See your body steady banging. It is with me. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was Fino Final featuring Chick, and the book titled that very one back aside. So officially we are already in the end of today's episode. Thank you for being here all throughout. If you are all here all throughout, if you're joining us, thank you. If you in any part of the way you joined us, thank you. And if you're listening to the podcast after the show, thank you. We just want to say, without you, there is no us. So officially, we're giving shout out to everybody right now, and shout out to you in person that listened, that started with us and ended the show with us. So I go by the name Dashla Sherbrooke once again. This is my house. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to give you the best of African music, entertainment, and hot gist. I see the hot with the lineup though, and we always do this in the studios of Radio Fab. We're going to be back next week officially, by the grace of God, officially, because, you know, our life is not ours. It belongs to God. And I keep saying one of the most grateful things every human shall learn how to do is be grateful for every minute you've been able to sleep and you wake up and your eyes opens. Every part of your body is working. And you know, there is nothing more important to life than life itself. So that is that for that. So hopefully I'll be seeing you next week, and have a blessed week. As I always keep ending my words in Italian, ci vediamo la prossima puntata. Per adesso, ciao.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
boss.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
get it alright, me oh my, on my way. And I'm not ready to bring you on my life. I'd guide me more no day. But you want more, only like to go on Timo so lightly. Can you cut it up? So won't you be me more? Take away my pain, I'm a struggle. Me let me when I get it gone. I'll make you do me one dance. Don't matter breaking, so go all over. Keep my team, I feel locked down. Don't say I go the hunter. Only by your sicko. Oh, 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 your mama. Say, oh, your mama. Oh, do you feel me now? I don't try since yesterday. Still raining today. May they be like, who that star? Every day. At the end of the day. Let me sing, but do not like his other. Since yesterday. Still raining today. May they be like, who that star? Every day. At the end of the day.
Show me love, aye, oh, Fanny Kitty, show me love. Oh, you know, go me up, I'm not going anywhere, I'm on the top. Oh, mom, you need love, you got me knocking at your door. I see I no go stop, you got to open up. No. I ain't doing only your love, and I'll be cold, and I'll be cold. I'll make you do me one night, nobody breaking, so we will love. Give my time, I feel you love that. water basic, you can suck with one. Then tell me, say, oh, the down dance, I go there on top. Only by yourself, go. Oh, you mama, say, oh, you mama. Oh, do it, baby, no, I don't try. Since yesterday, still raining today. Baby, they be like, who does that? Every day. At the end of the day, the same girl do not like his other. Since yesterday, still raining today. Will they be like, who does that? Every day. At the end of the day.